2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. House Democrats send a message joined by four Republicans in formally condemning the president for remarks directed at some congresswomen of color, saying
the four progressive lawmakers should essentially go back to where they came from. All four of those members are American citizens. The president's comments have been engulfing Washington in controversy these last few days.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi generating some controversy herself for calling the president's remarks racist on the House floor. She was ruled out of order initially. Facebook facing more questions today on Capitol Hill.
Very skeptical senators grilled the head of Calibra. That's the cryptocurrency arm of Facebook. Both Republican and Democratic senators had serious questions about Facebook's failing, specifically over privacy concerns and how it could launch this project with all the problems the company's been having.
Fox's Edward Lawrence. This is Fox News.
Your 2019 Emmy Award nominees.
Most overhyped, underdelivered drama series. Season 8, Game of Thrones.
Most inexplicable character turn. Daenerys Targaryen. Season 8, Game of Thrones.
Weirdest sex scene ever. Arya Stark. Seriously, it was like watching your little sister. Season 8, Game of Thrones.
The worst lighting in an action scene. Battle of Winterfell, I think. Couldn't even tell what was going on there. Season 8, Game of Thrones.
Worst goodbye scene in TV history. Jon Snow and his direwolf ghost. I mean, come on. Season 8, Game of Thrones.
And lastly, best actor in a supporting role. The Starbucks Cup. Season 8, Game of Thrones.
Some morning radio programs can get your day off to a rocky start. Not this one. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Come up to the lab and see what's on the slab.
Jay Scott.
Greg Scott!
Emily Hayes.
What's happening here? Where's Brad? Where's anybody?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
So put on your dancing shoes. Here comes three men and a lady.
What was it that Bailey said? It must have been something I put in the chicken today.
Welcome to the midweek edition of Three Men and a Lady. But here's Jimmy Craig Bell.
Great Scott.
Jay Scott is here.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
He's not here, but
yay, fun.
Emily Hayes is all at the sky.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Heat index today, 102 to 105. That sounds like yesterday. We had 103 on the heat index. The high temperature today, 96, 97, somewhere around that neighborhood. Not a nice neighborhood. An isolated storm, not out of the question, but they will be almost non-existent on the radar. Future radar is not looking good. Tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, some spotty afternoon storms possible. We'll take the rain chances up just a hair with a high around 95 to 97. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, storms in greater supply. A decent chance of encountering a cooling shower from time to time over the weekend. Not a washout, but better rain chances, and nobody's going to argue about that. High in the low 90s. Right now this morning, calm winds, mostly clear skies, temperature 73 at 6:11.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
You guys are weird.
You guys are weird.
You surrounded yourself with a bunch of weirdos.
You guys are weird.
I'm not weird.
Is it Wednesday?
Yes. Then yes. Yes, you are indeed a
weirdo.
Everybody's a weirdo. I'm a weirdo. You're a weirdo.
Ready for the big show?
Yes.
But be prepared.
Be prepared for it to get weird.
All right, showtime.
Hey, everybody. I don't want to sound like Aunt B, because when Aunt B cooked a meal for Andy and Opie and Barney and Gomer and whoever was at the dinner table, she always wanted that extra measure of reassurance that it was good.
Do you need that extra reassurance?
Oh, it is so good. Yeah.
Because it's good.
Great sandwich this morning.
I was happy to see that sandwich, downstairs.
Was there anything I could have done to make it better?
Delivered it to me in bed this morning?
I did bring it to your office downstairs.
You did. You handed it to me.
So, yeah. Along with what you printed, so I gave you a double service. I'll be looking
right,
for
and that bow tie, that was really nice.
I didn't know this was a thing.
What?
And you've heard me talk in the past about Leonardo decapitated and how,
oh, yeah. how you hate him.
No, I don't hate him.
You never have anything nice to say about him.
Well, because he goes to climate change conferences and flies in a private jet. So if carbon footprint are a big deal, why are you making such a big one? What are the rest of us supposed to
do? He's misguided.
Yeah. No doubt.
Do you like him a little more than, let's say, Alec Baldwin or Nancy Pelosi?
I would sleep with him compared to how I feel.
In comparison.
Alec Baldwin, if that answers the question. But anyway, somehow there's a controversy. Mm-hmm. I guess it came up in an interview, this Once Upon a Time in Hollywood movie is coming out. And Brad Pitt, who's also in the movie, they were asking him, do you think it could have fit on that floating door at the end of Titanic?
Oh.
And he doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. I kind of don't blame him.
I think the happiest moment in the movie is when Rose pushed him under for the last time and we saw his face disappear.
She didn't push him. She let go after saying she would never let go. Lies.
People specifically asking him about the door.
Yeah.
There's
nothing more important.
Is the equivalent of the SNL sketch.
Right, yeah. What was the combination
Shatner
in episode 27 when, you know, you went to the safe, and what was the combination?
Yeah.
Right?
That's the equivalent.
That's hilarious.
Jeez, leave him alone.
Move out of your parents' garage.
That's really hilarious.
You ever kissed a girl?
That is a very appropriate metaphor.
When you were in a beam down on the planet, okay, for the last time in episode 25, I was wondering, like, when you left your quarters for the last time and you opened up your safe, what was the combination?
Jeez.
So I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time. I don't know that.
Okay.
You know, before I answer any more questions, there's something I wanted to say. I having received all your letters over the years, and I've spoken to many of you, and some of you have traveled, you know, hundreds of miles to be here. I'd just like to say, get a life, will you, people? I mean, for crying out loud, it's just a TV show. I mean, look at you. Look at the way you're dressed. You've turned an enjoyable little job that I did as a lark for a few years into a colossal waste of time. I mean, how old are you people? What have you done with yourselves? You must be almost 30. Have you ever kissed a girl?
Never gets old.
Ed never did.
It's like Alexis Silver, just never gets old. At 6:15, we'll have your local news in a second. Let me remind you that one way you can, today's the day, and I've already got that feeling building in my heart. Today's the day the electric bill comes. The last one was shockingly higher. We took some measures to try and cut that thing down, and the measure that we're giving serious thought to is the one that many around the River Region are already choosing, and that's master foam insulation in the attic. Got to get Mr. Electric out there to fix the attic fan.
Oh, yeah.
That will help. But if you want to seriously get a product that's going to, over the long haul, pay for itself many times over, call Wade Kennett at 802-FOAM, and Wade can explain how master foam can cut your electric costs by as much as a third in an existing home and by half in a home you're planning on building. It should be part of the equation. Styrofoam is the ultimate insulation. It keeps the heat out. Without it, basically, you have the heat penetrating the shingles, and things with tar don't exactly keep things cool, which makes your attic temperature extremely high, which means the temperature below the attic is going to require that much effort, much more effort from your AC to cool down. And that means it's working harder, it's going to have a shorter life, and you're going to pay higher electric costs. So start saving immediately. It begins with a phone call to Wade Cannon, 802-FOAM, or visit masterfoam.com online. That's master-foam.com. 617.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery Regional Airport was awarded $935,000 from the FAA, mainly to repave and resurface all taxiways and runways. This is the final phase of a 10-year plan to upgrade infrastructure that officials say will make the airport safer and more competitive. Smart garbage trucks, it's the new thing in Montgomery, and it could help with potholes or other road issues in your neighborhood. More than 60 city garbage trucks are now equipped with smart city technology that will alert city officials of problem areas and neighborhoods across Montgomery. And Tuesday was the qualifying deadline for Montgomery's municipal elections. The official list of qualified candidates will be released later this week. The election is set for August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric
at 245-1566. Rusty, check your inbox. Please, there's money in there for you. 245-1566. I found it electrifying. There's a concern in Tennessee that people have been flushing their crystal meth into their toilets.
That started here.
Well, the story I have is from Tennessee, okay? I hope you don't mind.
Does it ruin the toilet? What does it do?
No, it gets into the water supply, and gators are sucking it up, and they're turning into real mean.
I bet.
As told in this amazing song. With a little help from Hall & Oates.
The alligators are going mad. Reptiles breaking bad. Out on the loose, tweaking on crazy drugs. Meth-eating gators. They're scratching their face because they're gone completely nuts.
wash down the jaw. Oh, here he comes. Watch out, boy, he's taking drugs. Oh, here he comes. He's a meth gator.
That's good.
With apologies to Emily, the story I had was from Tennessee, but there is an Alabama version of that story.
I'm not trying to be real proud about being the first people with meth gators, but I do my music calls, not music calls, I do music emails on Monday, and four reps asked me about the Alabama meth gator.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, by the way, we added your record.
Yeah.
How about them gators, though, them meth gators?
Since it... makes your teeth fall out.
Mm.
Your best bet is to hope that if a gator approaches you, he's already done enough meth where he doesn't have any teeth and all he's got is a gummy bite.
Good point.
Oh,
good point.
Didn't even think about that.
That gator's got a monkey on his back.
Well, he looks pissed, doesn't he? I mean, gators in general don't look particularly friendly.
They don't look happy.
And cuddly. But that guy there, I'm about to post that on Facebook.
I'm waiting for the cartoon adventures of Meth Squirrel and Meth Gator.
By
Don't
way,
forget Meth Squirrel.
A thank you again to Colonel Joe Panza and Jay Scott for putting together a chapter in my life I really wanted to relive this week. We played part one of the Gene Kranz interview yesterday with Brad McDonald here in the afternoon, and it was really good. And
what in the 5 o'clock hour?
We did that in the 4 o'clock hour.
The 4 o'clock hour.
Every time I went to start it, I realized we had babbled about so much other stuff, I didn't leave enough time for it. There's three segments. They're all going to air Friday afternoon.
Okay.
And all in the final hour of Friday's happy hour as we head into Moon Weekend. And tonight at Baumhauer's, after happy hour, we have 69 moon pies that we will... hand out generously in little bags with one of each. We have banana, vanilla, and chocolate.
Did you see the picture I put together of the moon landing, the same TV that I...
Yes, I did.
In my house 50 years ago.
No exaggeration. That was...
adorable.
And it also impresses me how you have your life documented
right
down to your childhood. I wanted to know if it was okay to post that.
Yeah, you can, sure.
I thought that was incredible.
I'm going through an emotional week remembering that part of our lives.
But it is. I mean, we all have to, those of us who went through the space race to the moon landing, that we're not talking about a one-time event like a team winning a championship. We're talking about something that lasted for years through our childhood.
Yeah.
And culminated on July 20th, 1969.
What a week. So today's the 17th. So tomorrow's Chappaquiddick.
Ah, let's get some audio from that.
I don't know what I don't know if any audio. What?
Do we have anything that would work?
No,
that's tasteless. We can't do that.
I don't think so.
Teddy boy, you know what? Of all the things that any politician from any party has ever done. We threw Nixon out because he knew about a little political chicanery. And he had it coming. He was obstructing justice. But they reelected a man to the Senate 7 times, knowing that he had...
That scene in the movie when he's in the payphone.
Yeah.
And he's talking to his...
buddy.
His guy. He says, I'm not going to be president of the United States.
Right.
I mean, that was very telling. He realized... it's not going to happen.
But the friend, his lifelong friend, never spoke to him again when he didn't think he deserved to run for re-election as senator of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And I remember watching that speech where he said, well, I'm going to leave it up to the voters to decide, rather than make a statement that...
I was culpable.
Yeah.
I was responsible.
He was. It is 6:24, and again, if you need anything... in the way of electrical service, Mr. Electric is the best option in town. Master certified electricians, on-time service. When they say 1 o'clock, that's when your doorbell rings. And speaking of doorbells, they put in our ring system. And you know it works because you hear it here in the studio.
All the time.
But I have a comeback for that. When it goes off,
it's a beautiful morning.
So I just go to that so it sounds like part of the show. You also get upfront pricing. So whatever it is you need done, they'll tell you what it will cost, and that's what you'll pay. No surprises, no games, just the best service from top-notch electricians in town. 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com. The timeline for the 17th of July is next, along with today's lesson. And the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. And is this a moon song today?
It's our first moon song. We'll do one today, tomorrow, and Friday.
All right.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 6 o'clock hour, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't see a lot of hassles for you. If you are on the interstates, everybody is rolling along at a speed limit ride. The boulevard is starting to build up some traffic. Watch yourself around the intersections. 31's all look good. We do see quite a bit of traffic headed in towards the Air Force Base gate, so let's be careful if you're headed that direction. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Bachelor Technologies ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Bachelor Technologies. Bachelor Technologies, your single source of network support. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Bachelor Technologies and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sushi is exploding, and it's making my ears ring. Messed up tempura prior, my sushi just caught on fire. My sushi is catching on fire. Poked it with my chopsticks, made the flames higher, and it burns my mouth. Sushi on fire, sushi on fire.
It's a problem. At 6:30 with the timeline for July 17th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It's the 198th day of the year, which means there are 167 days left. Today is truly a national holiday because today is National Hot Dog Day.
I'll have to get that song out about what they put in a hot dog.
Yeah. What?
They say, like, for instance, what do they say about a sausage? If you work in a sausage factory, you'll never have sausage again.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
If you work in any sort of animal processing plant for food, you'll never eat that particular animal again.
Yeah. It's World Emoji Day, smiley face. And it's Peach Ice Cream Day, smiley face. 102 years ago today, in 1917, the British royal family changed their last name from Saxe-Coburg-Gotha to Windsor. Yeah, I think that was a good idea. Or maybe they should have changed it to Smith. I don't know. 101 years ago, in 1918, Tsar Nicholas II and the rest of the Russian royal family were executed by revolutionaries called Bolsheviks. The Romanovs were the last imperial family of Russia. 1941, this is the day that Joe DiMaggio ends his 56-game hitting streak as he fails to get a hit against the Cleveland Indians. The record captivated the country for a couple of months. 1955, today, Disneyland opened in Anaheim. The first day didn't go well. It did not go well. There were a lot of glitches at Disneyland on the first day.
They paid a dollar to get in, too.
That's right, yeah.
Extra for the rides.
It was pretty busy.
That's when I could have gone and afforded it.
You know what my memory of Disneyland is from, what, 2 years ago? Is it was so crowded. Oh, my God. It was so crowded. 60 years ago in 1959, the legendary Billie Holiday died from the effects of her heroin addiction at the age of 44. She had died with 70 cents left in the bank, but she had $750 strapped to her leg out of a deep-rooted fear of poverty. Mm. The Apollo 11 flight log on this day in 69, not quite halfway to the moon. In fact, about a third of the way? Crew made a course correction. Crew did a color television broadcast from the spacecraft, showing viewers what Earth looks like from 147,000 miles away. Less than 3 days now to the lunar landing. Our song of the day has Moon in the title, and this was actually a hit song on the radio in July of 1969 when Apollo 11 was on the way to the moon. How about a little CCR with your toast and coffee this morning? I see a bad moon arising.
I see a bad moon arising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today.
Favorite song of all time.
Is the flip side Lodi?
Yes, Bad Moon Rising and Lodi was the flip side. Good song. Can I get a traffic blurb in here real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Short wave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
This report directly from Dr. Love. There's a lane closure on I-85 southbound, traffic at a standstill, Perry Hill down to Union. So 85 southbound is a mess at the moment. We'll get more details from Jeff Block in just a moment. Thank you, Rich.
that was not the flip side of Bad Moon Arising, that song you just played.
Oh, no.
1975 on the stage. Speaking of Apollo, Apollo 18 and Soyuz 19 link up in space. The culmination of 3 years of planning, the USSR and the U.S. space agencies finally get together. 35 years ago on this date in 84, Ronald Reagan signed the National Minimum Drinking Age Bill, raised the legal drinking age to 21. Used to be you could go to New Orleans and drink at 18.
I actually helped. I testified in the Illinois legislature to lower it. They were going to lower it to 18, mm-hmm. and I recommended 19 because of my research work. And that's what they did. They amended the bill and they passed it, lowered it to 19. And like every other state, that just didn't work out real well.
In Ohio, we were allowed to drink 3.0 beer at 18, which was like water. 1996 on this date, TWA Flight 800 explodes and crashes off of Long Island, New York, killing all 230 aboard, and still question marks on that. Yeah. Although they think they have a theory, right?
I think their theory is valid. I'm not buying the conspiracy on that.
Right,
anymore.
Exactly. 10 years ago in 2009, legendary CBS anchorman Walter Cronkite died at the age of 92. The CBS Evening News with Walter was appointment television every night in every home in America, and that's the way it is. How about this for an incentive to lose weight? In 2013, in an effort to curb obesity in the United Arab Emirates, they offered its citizens 1 gram of gold for every kilogram of weight they lose.
Wow.
I would drop about 50 pounds right away.
I'm doing keto. I wonder what I would be worth in another couple of weeks.
I don't know. I don't know if they're still doing that. Birthdays today. Billy Lord is 27. That's Carrie Fisher's daughter, believe it or not. Billy spelled with I-E. She's 27. Luke Bryan is 43 today. David Hasselhoff, how old?
63.
67.
I only know that because we're born in... I'm born 10 years different from him, and I just added.
Oh.
What's wrong with the BS button?
Good one.
I care.
Lucy Arnaz is 68. That's Lucy and Desi's daughter.
I always thought she was pretty hot, by the way.
She's very good looking. So they had a kid, too, right? Is he... What happened to him?
Remember Dino, Desi, and Billy? That was like a thing for on Tiger Beat Magazine for a year.
That was a teen thing very shortly. I mean, they had one. Did they have one song? One big song? I don't know. Maybe one. Yeah. So Camellia Bowler, Parker Bowles is 72 today, Duchess of Cornwall.
And looks every bit of it.
Oh, my God. Every second of it, right?
Not a fan.
She needs a facelift. They'll call it a Bowles movement.
Oh, my God.
Donald Sutherland is a Canadian. He's 84.
He's Canadian?
Yeah, Kiefer's dead. Diane Carroll is 84 today. She used to be big deal, right?
Diane Keaton?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
44 days till SEC football. Birthday season begins in 71 days, and Thanksgiving will be here before you know it. It's only 134 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, let's celebrate today.
What do they put in hot dogs? What's in those ballgame drinks? Oh, I've heard it's eyeballs and ears and snouts and some other stuff that would gross you right out. Oh, and yes, there's also intestines and brains are all.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
It's a very routine morning here, but very stormy up in North Alabama right now. And guess what that is? It's the tail of Barry. In other words, that big tropical plume of moisture that goes from Gary, Indiana, all the way down into North Alabama. Anyway, for us, hot day today, high 96, 97, heat index 102 to 105. Isolated storm, not out of the question, but the rain chances are remote. Tonight's low 75. Spotty afternoon storms tomorrow, high 95 to 97. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances get better. Decent rain chances each day. Still not a washout, but a better chance of encountering a shower, high in the low 90s. Right now, with calm winds and mostly clear skies, it's 73 at 639.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's showtime!
Hey, would you do old Peepaw here a favor at the end of the show?
Sure,
aim me towards Adam's Drugs on Long Run.
Aim you towards Adam's Drugs. Yes. Start walking.
By the way, we'll get to the traffic dungeon in a bit. There is a lane closure on I-85 southbound. Standstill Perry Hill towards Union. get an update on that. We thank Dr.
I think it's construction. I think I saw it coming in today.
Could be.
So.
It could very well
be. They still had trucks and stuff out there when I was making my way in.
And I want to thank Dr. Love for taking time to help me figure out what's going on with this horrible face paint. You know what he said? I sat down in the chair. He says, "You're falling apart right on schedule." Made me feel much better. Except it hurts to laugh. And I put some CBD oil on it today. I'm hip. I'm with it. I'm with what's going on, man. I know what the current trends are.
You think it's a pillow issue, maybe?
Could be. There's a lot of things that can make that happen.
Oil.
Do you have stress at work?
No.
That's what we're talking about this morning.
What stress could I possibly have? I think I'll tell you when we start the singing.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Sometimes stress isn't that obvious, and you could be stressed at work without even realizing it.
Here are a few red flags that you're more stressed than you realize. You rarely take breaks at work. You always need a post-work drink. You're zoning out a lot. You've been getting headaches a lot. And you have trouble sleeping.
Oh, all right.
Five reasons to take a day off.
Just five. A lot to unpack this morning. Want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What stress do we have here, huh? We're four friends that get together and have a good time every morning. What's stressful about that?
The hour we work.
Well, that, yeah. But for me, it's not so much stress. But today, and I'd like to get some reaction around the room here, hinting for compliments, about that delicious ham, egg, and cheese sandwich that I made for you this morning, grilled.
I told you earlier, it was very good.
For the third time.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Could you put that in writing, please? So here's the deal. This one requires some coordination. So I come in. I've got to get all the stuff I got ready for the show printed up, and I've got to sort that, and I've got to upload audio into the system. But at some point, I got to fire up that my electric grill that Rich gave me last year. I've gotten a lot of use out of that.
Good deal.
And you got to get it just right because you got to fry the eggs first. While the eggs are frying, you got to butter the bread. Then you got to heat the ham and get a slice of cheddar to put on it, and then grill it so that it doesn't get over grilled. You just can't leave it cooked. You got to watch.
This is a lot of stress. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm stressed out just hearing the story.
Right.
But I got it done. I got everything done. I needed to get done, and I still had 5 minutes left over to go outside and see how nice the morning was.
Thank goodness.
You handed it to me.
That was also 5 minutes to bring that breakfast over to Alabama.
Yeah, I have
you're about 5 minutes away, right? He even handed it to me right before our 5:50 television time, all right?
So you would have had time just to run over yonder way.
Traffic breaks as you take, Greg. You should know when traffic is proper on 85. And you can I know you take a lot of traffic breaks.
I care. I care about traffic a lot. So I run downstairs.
I'll see you out there on a traffic break, and I'll honk when I drive by. Hey, there's Greg.
Ryan, you're getting them stressed.
Yeah. Well, because he's busting me, you know.
Oh, he'll have to go take a traffic break.
Now, Jay, of all the folks here, because Rich gets stressed when there's a weather situation that he's got to be on top of, but this guy here is probably the most indispensable person in the building because he's got to coordinate for all of the Blue Water radio stations.
The production manager.
And I think that he doesn't get enough applause for what he does.
What's Jay stressful? Scott. When we're off for a few days, you have to work even harder to get ready for us to be off.
Yeah, I mean, it adds a little bit to the workload. I wouldn't say it makes anything stressful. I don't know. I don't let a lot of stuff get to me.
Wow.
Because it's not worth it.
Emily, how about you? What
Be like Jay.
Yeah, we all could learn a thing or two from that.
The boss says to be like Jay a lot.
You should listen to your boss.
The boss says, be more like Jay. Everybody loves Jay.
Everybody loves Jay. Yeah. But everybody likes you.
Well. People love Heinz ketchup, but they like Heinz.
Everybody thinks you have a great personality.
Shut up. It's stressful
She's
for
nice.
Me. Thank you. She's okay.
Sweet girl, sweet girl.
Bailey's not stressed.
I was going to say that. She's the other member of the crew. How's she doing?
Yeah, she's not stressed.
Yeah, she naps during the show. Yeah. I wish I could be like
She naps during the show, except for the last, like, 5 minutes running up to the top of the hour, because she knows that that's when it's chicken time.
She gets chicken.
Yep. That's
right. And I have no stress grilling that chicken for Bailey. The first thing I do on Sunday is finish her chicken so it's done and it's ready to go.
The producer's getting stressed here, so
we'll not got back around to the food that we're not getting over here.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you poor folks.
You'd think we'd be used to it right now, but it still stings a little bit.
Tomorrow morning, though.
Bless it.
Bye, guys. If you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
And there's still more.
Well, that was a fun segment.
You were on TV, Bailey. You still are. See that?
Oh, look at that pretty girl.
Yay.
She is a beautiful dog. So, yesterday, couple of things I need to get for this silly airplane. I tell you what Dr. Love said.
You know what you told me? Greg comes in yesterday afternoon, and he pops up by my office and said, did you go to the doctor? Is everything okay? Were you able to get seen? He said, yes, I was. I was seen. And I said, well, what do the doctors say? What can they do for you? And he was like, he said, I need all the sympathy from my coworkers that I can get. That would be the best medicine.
Dr. Love listens.
Hooey! That's a bunch of hooey!
It's not hooey. It's kind of an odd situation. It does hurt, but I'm trying.
Do you sleep on that side? Like, are you grinding your teeth at night? What are you doing?
The last memory I have of last night was falling asleep on the right side.
Okay.
But that's why old people here will have to head over to Adam's Drugs.
We'll point you in that direction.
I'll get to see my friends over there, Lamar and that great group. That's the Adam's Drugs on Vaughn Road, east of Taylor. But there's 12 around the river region. If you hear this radio show over the radio, you can find one near you and then experience great personalized service and a team of people who make a continuous, ongoing effort to earn your business. It's pretty simple. That's how it works. Beautiful gift shops, all your over-the-counter needs. And again, you won't feel like another face in a sea of faces at the box store at Adam's Drugs. Go to adamsdrugs.net, find the one nurse you.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out your morning traffic, and we still see a delay on I-85. It appears construction crews are still out working on 85 southbound in the downtown area, so please be careful as you approach Jackson Hospital. You're going to slow down as you go towards the interchange. Otherwise, on the interstates, we're up at a speed limit ride. No issues on the boulevard this morning. Just watch yourself around the intersections, and we're starting to see some crowds coming in on the 31s, especially out of Wetumpka. Look out around the Redland Road traffic light and when you reach the boulevard. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On July 17th, 1952, the world welcomed little baby David Hasselhoff.
He's taking too long to get through the birth canal. We're going to need the turbo boost kit.
Right away, Michael.
Hasselhoff, a star is born.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And David Hasselhoff being one of the biggest stars in the history of entertainment, we will also salute him next hour with a special song.
Okay.
That's coming up. TV ratings for the last week, and Rich is a baseball fan. It saddens me to see that America's Got Talent had more viewers than the All-Star Game.
That is shocking.
For all the promotion they give the game,
yep.
It used to be a 20 million plus viewing event every year. Now, 8.2 million.
And yesterday you were talking about the declining numbers at stadiums.
Yeah.
That stadium looks pretty full for the, not just the All-Star Game, but the Cleveland Derby. Yeah.
Oh, no. It's packed for the special, because you got fans coming in from all over the country.
Oh, yeah. Too.
But 8.2 million viewers, America's Got Talent had 9.8. No Show had 10 million viewers.
What is No Show?
60. No Show had 10 million. No Show.
Not one single show.
Oh,
no
my
show.
God. I've got to go get some coffee. Because I really thought that there was a show called No Show. And he's like, No Show.
I was the producer of No
million.
Show. And
bless it.
What show are you in, No Show?
Bachelorette was number four. Bring the Funny, the premiere of that on NBC, got 6 million viewers and finished fifth. That's pretty pathetic numbers.
I've seen that pop up on Hulu.
It's not as good as No Show.
Haven't watched it.
I'm going to be looking to see if Nora O'Donnell spiked CBS's number. Now, when Katie Couric, when they gave her the evening news, that was a big deal. She was the first woman anchor. Of course, it was a disaster eventually, but...
What are women thinking?
Well, it was also Katie Couric coming over from NBC.
Yeah.
Over to CBS. She was coming off of that Today Show, putting in a little serious stint.
You know, I almost dated her.
No. You stood her up on a date.
Well, yeah.
You don't get, I almost dated her. You get, I didn't want to deal with traffic to go take this chick out on a date. It's less favorable light.
And you seem mighty eager to shine that favorable light on me.
Well,
this
I'm just saying.
I was going to watch.
I think I gave your sandwich a little more love and one extra slice of ham than anybody else.
Stop it now.
Just for fun, I was going to watch the news with Nora. I guess they changed the name. My DVR automatically records the newscast. I'm sorry, I'm making
it. No, wrong. I told you I need coffee. I'm trying not to yawn where you can see me.
Anyway, they changed the name to the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell. And so my DVR doesn't.
What it used to be, the evening
news? CBS Evening News with Jeff Moore.
Okay.
I got the old fad. I just set it for 8, and I recorded that special last night. Thank you for reminding me.
I haven't seen it yet.
I watched Stranger Things.
The 25 most influential people on the internet. Number one is Lil Nas X. What am I missing here?
Lil
Nas X.
Yes.
Because we still talk like we're...
Old Town Road, man. That's the big jam for him right now.
Is it that good? What is it?
Do you want my personal opinion or my professional opinion?
Personal.
Personal. I don't care for it.
Okay.
However, the kids love it.
What's your professional opinion?
That the kids love it, so it deserves to be played.
Oh.
Do we play it on...
We do not play it on the Gump. It's not an alternative artist.
Jams plays it.
Ah, okay. Thor 4 is happening. Boy,
Thor 4.
What is this?
The fourth Thor.
The fourth Thor movie is happening. It's
with
coming
Yasmin Bleeth.
By the way, did you see my Facebook post today?
Which one?
Methed up gator. This could be a serious problem. Old Peepaw's on fire today.
Bless him.
Peepaw.
As we mentioned earlier, the Emmy nominees are out.
The Emmy?
The Emmy?
The Emmy nominees.
The Emmys are the annual organ nominees.
The Emmy nominee.
The Emmy nominee.
Ah.
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones went crazy, huh?
32 nominations. It's a record. No other show ever. No show.
But you know what?
No show.
Again,
got 33.
This is interesting. You know what show had the record prior to this?
Cheers.
No, NYPD Blue got 26 in 1994.
Is that the year they cussed or showed the butt?
Well,
yes.
It broke a lot of ground. It cracked new territory.
Yeah.
people got the joke.
And I must admit, what was the name of the actress that played, ultimately she became Dennis Franz's wife. Who was that? And she actually got off the show because she was embarrassed to be married to Dennis Franz on the show. They wrote her out by killing her in a toilet. It was.
Wasn't he the offensive butt that was on the air?
Well, he was one of many.
Yeah, it was his.
Yeah, he made it, but almost everybody that was in that show got at least one.
But, like, the big hype about it, you didn't know whose butt it was going to be.
Lawrence, or I think her name was.
What?
Sharon Lawrence.
Oh, redhead?
Yeah.
Strawberry blondish?
Now, the shower scene with her, I wasn't sure what it was, so I watched that about 30 times.
Well, that's revealing.
I just happened to admire.
No.
I'm just looking at the rest of this crap here. Outstanding drama series, Better Call Saul, Bodyguard, Game of Thrones, Killing Eve, Ozark, Pose, Succession, This Is Us. Just because they got all these nominations doesn't mean they're going to win.
Where are the comedy ones?
Well, I mean,
Mrs. Maisel, you were
looking at the previous shows that got a lot of nominations because Breaking Bad isn't on anymore.
Comedy doesn't do well.
The comedy nominees, this is what you wanted, Emily? Okay.
I want to know how Mrs. Maisel did. I love it.
Oh, it's got a lot of awards.
It's great.
Of nominations.
It's nominated for Best Outstanding Comedy Series.
Excellent.
And along with Veep, The Good Place, The One with the Creek in the Name, Russian Doll, Fleabag.
The One with Creek in the Name. Like you said that.
And Mary. And let's see.
Chernobyl got nominated.
That's not a comedy.
Yeah. No. I'm just telling.
That's devastating.
Did you think that Veep had a creepy ending with her?
A little bit, yeah. But I still liked it.
Yeah, it was weird.
And the actress from that show that you mentioned.
Rachel.
She got a nomination for Best Actress, lead actress in a comedy.
Have you ever watched that? It's so good. For you guys that like the nostalgia stuff.
Yeah.
Is it on the Smithsonian Channel?
No.
No wonder.
No, it's not Ariel, Mrs. Maisel.
Holy crap. As Rich Thomas would say,
boy, look at the time.
It's time for...
Here's another Emily segment.
An Emily segment.
On News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, opening up in less than 60 seconds. Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 in Millbrook. How convenient is that for you that are dealing with aches and pains?
I saw their commercial on No Show.
Stop.